It's Wednesday, August 2nd, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Another English family is fighting to keep doctors from killing their sick baby by turning off his life support machines, reports the Mirror. Tiny Alfie Evans is being treated at Alderhay Children's Hospital in Liverpool, England, and suffers from a mystery condition staff are struggling to diagnose. Alfie has been in a coma in the hospital's intensive care ward since last December and suffers regular seizures. Tom and Alfie's mother, Kate James, are hoping to find pioneering treatment for their 14-month-old boy abroad. Tom said, quote, "I'm pleading for help from anywhere now. I've had a particularly positive response from one hospital in Miami," unquote. As in the Charlie Gard case, doctors have warned they may have to take legal action as Alfie's father will not let them switch off his son's life support. Once again, the words of the Hippocratic Oath are being disregarded. Quote, "Into whatsoever houses I enter, I will enter to help the sick, and I will abstain from all intentional wrongdoing and harm," unquote. Thousands of children have been separated from their parents in the 9-month battle for Mosul, Iraq, and the preceding years of Islamic State rule in northern Iraq. Some found wandering alone and afraid among the rubble, reports the Christian Post. Last Friday, Bob Vanderplatz, the president of the Iowa-based social conservative advocacy group, The Family Leader, called on President Donald Trump to fire White House Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci and wash his mouth out with soap after Scaramucci went on a profanity-laced tirade in a publicized conversation with a reporter. Vanderplatz wrote, quote, "Mr. President, it is time to look in the mirror, accept responsibility, apologize to the American people, and declare an end to this behavior immediately," unquote. Vanderplatz noted that his father's generation, quote, "did not become great by bombastic and slanderous vulgarity towards their enemies, and for sure not their family, friends, and fellow patriots. They became great due to their sacrificial leadership, by putting the cause of their mission above themselves, while standing in the gap for others, with humility, honor, integrity, respect, and genuine love," unquote. Thankfully, President Trump's newly appointed Chief of Staff, John Kelly, took Vanderplatz's counsel to heart and fired Scaramucci on Monday, 10 days after the New Yorker arrived. Kelly's military discipline appears to be the new order of the day in the formerly free-for-all West Wing. Ephesians 4:29 warns, "Let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth." The Texas House is considering two pro-life bills. The first would mandate that abortionists could not cover up any botched abortions. The second would ask that abortionists provide info of any minors seeking an abortion. The Worldview spoke to Sue Liebel of Pro-Life Women's Caucus about the progress. She said that after the election of President Trump, more states have been introducing pro-life legislation.
States are going more and more conservative, more and more, most states. That brings the types of laws that you get or types of policies that you have in the state level more and more conservative. The pro-life movement has just been winning in the states because of the types of persons who are elected, because of also some hope at the national level.
Liebel said that this came as an encouragement after years of discouragement under President Obama.
As he moved out of the White House and Trump came in, we have more and more opportunities for states to lead. 2017 showed that optimism.
She said that the next goal is to overturn Roe v. Wade. The United States will waive environmental rules so extra barriers can be built to bar illegal immigrants along a 15-mile route between Mexico and San Diego, California, the Department of Homeland Security said yesterday. Soda consumption in the United States fell to a 31-year low in 2016, according to Beverage Digest. That decline can mainly be attributed to waning demand among health-conscious consumers. Tragically, when 36-year-old Joel Davis, a New York State trooper, responded to a domestic violence call in early July, he was fatally shot. As a means of honoring his life, 35 fellow boys in blue got together to finish building the treehouse that Davis had been building for his teenage daughter, Jayla, reports the Good News Network. In less than a day, the officers put the finishing touches on Jayla's fort, complete with a ladder, windows, a string of lights, and a balcony. Proverbs 3:27 says, "Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due, when it is in your power to do it." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, August 2nd, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.